Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks so much for being here today, guys. We are still in season 7 talking about betrayal trauma and specifically intimacy and partner betrayal. We are going to talk about the Cartman Triangle today. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I feel like we've mentioned it on the podcast like a time or maybe two, but it's very relevant to the conversation around just dysfunction. I mean, it's not even like just specific to partner betrayal and addiction. Oftentimes, addicted family systems are dysfunctional family systems, but there are just dysfunctional family systems. And oftentimes, dysfunctional family systems begin when the two partners, okay, in a lot of cases, like it's a husband and wife couple or whatever. But I mean, I feel like the two adult partner roles are not loving. You know, these two partners have struggles with attachment and struggles with intimacy, and oftentimes have their own unresolved trauma still at play in their internal landscape. And it negatively impacts the way that they connect, the way they communicate, and the way they relate. And if that is happening to the two adult partners and caregivers to younger children, the whole family system becomes inevitably dysfunctional. Okay. And these two partners, most of them struggling with issues of attachment. So they're not securely attached individuals. They might be anxiously attached, preoccupied, avoidant. But intimacy is not something that they are going to be comfortable in. Okay. And when they start to relate or try to communicate with each other, that's when Cartman's triangle comes into play. So I just say, like, imagine if you're listening to us, if you're watching us on YouTube, Mary is going to give you like a beautiful graphic that better explains the Cartman triangle. But if you can imagine the triangle with the enabler or codependent, if you will, at the top of the triangle, and then on the right side of the triangle, you can imagine somebody who might be the active addict or the persecutor. Okay. And then on the other side, you can imagine someone who is, or just imagine the role where somebody is the victim. Okay. And what happens with Cartman's triangle is people shift these roles so quickly. I have watched couples in my office in couples counseling shift roles like in a nanosecond. It is like, oh my gosh, this is happening so fast. But one of the partners will start off as angry, upset, belligerent, and persecuting the other, and then within a nanosecond has now become the victim. Okay. Woe is me. I'm always the problem. You see, here you go again. You know, so like 1 minute they're persecuting, the next minute they are the victim. And that other person can just stay in that role of enabler. But guess what? The enabler also shifts too. The enabler might get so freaking tired of overcompensating, overdoing, overcaring, being the only one who cares. And guess what? They become the persecutor. They're angry. They're belligerent. They're acting out, right? Or the enabler can be so tired, and instead of acting out, they can act in and they go to the victim. Oh, woe is me. Cloaked in self-pity, and they become the victim. And then sometimes when they become the victim, the other person who was raging becomes the enabler and starts then overcompensating and taking care of them when they're in the victim role. So you can start to see not only how people get addicted to the role that they play, but how those roles shift when certain emotions emerge. And so I don't want you to see the Cartman Triangle as spaces or roles that people live in. It's how when certain big emotions emerge, these roles shift, okay? They can shift from one to the other. If there's a big emotion of anger on the part of one of the partners or one of the key players, you know, the other person, they're going to shift positions. They're going to jockey and shift positions and roles, right? If the other person has a big emotion of, you know, sadness or grief or loss, or if they shift into hypoarousal where they used to be overcompensating, but now they're depressed and they're not able to do as much, everybody else's role shifts. And so there are circumstances that are going to change the roles. There are big emotions in the moment that are going to change these roles. There are birth order issues that are going to change these roles. There are stressors that are going to change these roles. So they change all of the time. And like I said, in some conversations, they're going to change multiple times. But it is a good way to notice a shift that occurs, and then also take inventory if you notice it. Just be like, okay, so what big emotion or situation or circumstance or stressor came up that caused this shift? Okay. I see it oftentimes where a spouse, a betrayed partner, sitting in my office will have all of this anger and all of this rage and just be like, why did you do this? How could you do this? What were you thinking? And then they go right down into the victim role and they just break down and they start crying. I didn't deserve this. I've done so much for you. I have taken care of you. I have done this, that, and the other. And then when the partner comes to meet them at that role, then they go back up to the enabler role and say, it's okay, babe. Like, I know you don't mean to hurt me. I know you don't mean to do this. But you see how everybody starts shifting. And what I have noticed is that there's that inability for people to exist in the same space. And that's why I know this has a lot to do with attachment and intimacy. Because as soon as that partner, the other partner comes to meet someone in that space, they retreat or flee or escape to another role. Okay. So instead of just being held and loved and cared for and protected and allow that person to have remorse, it's easier to escape and enable them and coddle them and protect them. Do you see what I'm saying? And I know I'm talking specifically to betrayed partners right now, but don't freaking do that. Try to stay in your space. Try to stay in your feelings. Try to stay in your emotions. Don't let the recovering addict or the active addict dictate how you feel, what role you play, what you're going through, or what your recovery process is going to look like. Okay? It is okay to be hurt. It is okay to be sad. It is okay to be angry. It is okay to be resentful. It is okay to withhold forgiveness right now. It is okay to sleep in the other bedroom. It is okay to protect yourself. All of that is okay. I just want you to stay in it and not let the other person, your partner, manage your emotions or get you to a place where you're willing to shift role or play old roles that you have played previously. Okay. So if you tended to be the victim, if you tended to spend more time in the victim role, if you tended to spend more time in the enabling role, or if you, you know, after disclosure or discovery, decided you needed to spend more time in the persecutor role, fine. It is all okay. Just stay there and don't let other people shift you around. Okay. So I hope that that is a little bit of a different approach or a little bit of a different explanation of how maybe you can use Cartman's triangle as a way to heal and grow and to understand how people have a hard time with real emotional intimacy. It makes them uncomfortable. That's when they shift roles. That's when they escape. That's when they exit. And if you want the type of intimate connection that you deserve in this life with your current partner or another one, you have got to learn this. Stay where you are. Be where you need to be. Respect that and offer yourself grace. Don't let other people manage or navigate that for you. Okay, we are striving. We're all striving for emotional independence here. And I think the Cartman Triangle can show us where we struggle. Okay, so I hope that you enjoy this information. I hope it's useful to you. And please share it. Please like it. Please love it. Please review it. And don't hesitate to email us with deeper level questions. We're here for that. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.